Praise the Lord. Good morning. It's Mix Mornings. It's the final show for Amber Kay this morning. We're celebrating. I'm Duffy Moon. Good morning all over you, friends, around the room. If I could do this show without you, Amber, I would after this morning, but I can't.
Thank God.
I need the prop up. Around the room, that's Carrie Kelly on local news over there. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Doc Elder over there on local sports. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Duffy.
That's Camper Kyle hanging out in the back of the room, slinking down over there. Hello to you, sir.
Morning.
All right, and right over there, that is Amber Kay.
I really didn't think y'all would freak out because it was dead.
Yes, you
Wait
did.
A minute.
Not like that.
Oh, come on.
I thought
on.
That you'd be like, oh, well, let me see it because it's dead.
At
I didn't
what
know y'all
point
would
did you
it.
Think... Duffy and I would be willing.
I did not realize y'all were that irrational. It is
irrational.
Dead. It is not going to hurt you. It is dead. It doesn't even have a head on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, in case you missed it, Amber Kay
had a bright idea.
Freaky country girl who always tells me, I'm not a country girl. I'm a city girl who lives in the country. You brought in a dead rattlesnake in your purse. You literally this morning reached your hand into your purse and pulled out a headless rattlesnake. You're like, hey, you want to see it?
Because it's a little baby one. It's like 5 inches long. I didn't even know that they like were that small ever. And I thought y'all would like to see it.
I know. Not at all. In the slightest. Ever.
Here it is, the 17th.
I'm going to post a picture on our Facebook.
September.
Other people probably do want to see
that's
it.
That's fine. Take it outside and leave it there.
Oh, my
that
God.
Way when the father comes looking for it, it doesn't wind up here.
It's by the coffee pot right now.
Oh, my
God. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
You told me to take it out of here.
I told you to take it out of the... Out of the flippin' county!
I didn't have time. I put it in my purse, and I stuck my purse by the coffee pot.
Amber.
I still cannot wait for you to, like, go to the grocery store and take out your wallet and be like, oh, hang on, let me move the snake.
That would be funny.
Ha ha.
Look, I have a snake over here. Oh, look, here's an angry badger. Oh. I'm sorry. I have that in my purse, too.
Let me find my debit card.
I'll make a bracelet.
Oh, God.
Looky, there's an iguana. Where'd that come from? That's weird that that's in my purse. That's weird. Oh, look, a baby alligator. How'd that get in there?
So cute. It's a baby.
Don't worry, he doesn't have a head. Oh, look what else is in there. A dolphin. Where did that come from? That's weird. It's in my purse. That's weird. Don't worry, it doesn't have a head. Should be fine.
That makes it okay.
The snake didn't have a head. It's not going to bite you.
That is not the point.
Oh, no. Oh, look, it's a grizzly bear. It's in my purse.
It's fine. It's a baby.
Don't worry, I cut its nails. It should be fine. Should be fine. Here, you want to hold it?
Like, be scratched behind the ear.
Freaky weird woman. Freaky weird woman. I was going to tell you about Props for Cops. The rally is back on. We'll get you details. Some quick headlines for you here on the 17th of September. The Emmys are tonight. Today also kicks off Farm Animal Awareness Week. If you want to see them,
go to Amber's purse.
I've got a sheep in my purse.
There's a cow and a llama.
Wow, where'd that peacock come from? It's in my purse. That's weird. I just brought it to work because I thought you'd want to see it.
I thought you'd appreciate it.
Wow, look, it's an angry rooster with big sharp talons. Where did that come from? Anybody hungry?
Here's a turkey.
I just plucked the feathers and we'll eat good. Oh my God. It's National Singles Week. I'll be doing the show solo starting tomorrow.
Mix Mornings, Mix 107.5.
What did we learn about Camper Kyle in the past few days? I had to take off for a day or two, and usually when I'm gone for a day or two, I come back to you, Amber Kay, and you, Carrie Kelly, sharing information that you've learned about Camper Kyle. It's like you guys go through some sort of therapy session while I'm gone, or you either trick the young man into sharing more than maybe he should, or you hypnotize him. No. One of the three.
No, actually, no. There's a fourth option, because if it's what I think it is, then I just kind of
you know, I'm just very honest.
Yeah, you're just open and honest.
Open and honest.
He's one of those people that if it's quiet, he just starts talking. Yes. Yeah. Like, he doesn't like the quiet.
Oh, okay. So he's a nervous talker.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not nervous.
Yeah. But the first thing I learned was that this isn't his first time being a DJ.
Really?
No. No, you can't tell that story.
Oh, no, she can. Please do.
I beg to differ.
I wasn't going to tell the story.
Good.
Wait a minute. Thought,
this is his first time being not the first time being a DJ on the radio, or was he a mobile DJ?
More like a school, military ball.
I was second in command of my ROTC group in high school here in Clovis. I was the director of operations, so yeah. Drop.
Yeah.
And so they asked me if I could DJ, or I asked if I could DJ the military ball that we have every year.
Do you have DJ equipment and all of that, Kyle?
No, they have.
Nobody has a name.
Yeah,
DJ. You have a name? No.
Oh, now I don't want to say it.
you have to.
Well, like I said, it's director of operations, so DROP, drop. So I was DJ drop.
Come on, everyone loved that name.
Man, you were the coolest in high school, man. Oh,
he was he was even cooler in middle school.
You're it gets better.
Coolest in the room. I'm serious, man. I have said this many times and I'll say it again. I need to get on your level, Camper Kyle.
But no, so he was really cool in middle school.
Yeah.
Part of an important club. Like, we knew about the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
But then we found out he was
Wait a minute. Are we just making fun of Kyle?
No, he's actually...
That's been the whole time I've been on this with you guys.
He was also part of the Optimistic Club.
No, Optimist Club.
Oh, Optimist Club. Sorry.
That's an actual club. I've heard of the Optimist Club before.
No, but he had shirts.
Yeah, we had
and
shirts.
A creed.
Yeah,
and instead of going to the dances, he was the chaperone.
Oh, yes. Righty.
Yes.
So, wait a minute, you were the DJ and the chaperone?
No, I was the chaperone. And then a few years later, I was a DJ.
That doesn't make it any better.
You know what's funny?
Weren't you homeschooled at the time?
Yeah.
Dances were weird anyhow.
No, it was an actual middle school dance. But for him to be able to go because he was homeschooled, he was the chaperone.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's awesome. What was the credo of the Optimist Club? I would love to know. Did y'all have like a...
Yeah, we had a creed.
We're positive. We're optimistic.
No.
Rah,
are you ready for this?
DJ drop on your radio. What was... Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
I don't want to... all right. To be strong, that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. You know, the more I read this, the more I'm like, wow, maybe this had more of an effect on me than I remember.
Yeah, because nothing is disturbing your peace of mind.
No, yeah. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. To make all your friends feel that there is something in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true.
Okay, so you were a chaperone. At the ripe age of 12, you were a chaperone at the middle school dance, and you just walked up to people and said, I would like to talk to you about your health, happiness, and well-being. DJ Drop! In the house! Mom! Be a chaperone! Where's Cousin Clyde? Yo, he was supposed to be here at the dance.
I think you guys are just jealous. I think that's what it is. You guys just had a boring high school, boring middle school. I was out there, you know, being part of clubs.
Mom!
Being a leader.
I'm the drop, Mom! You refer to me as DJ Drop, yo!
It's a cool name, though, isn't it? I mean, come on, let's be honest. DJ Drop. Come on.
Well, Mom!
I wrote it up on the board.
I'm gonna drop it like it's hot! Drop it like it's hot! Drop it like it's hot! Mom!
Hi, I'll just laugh.
I'm trying to be an optimist! Optimist! Let me talk to you about your well-being!
Kyle.
Mom! Alex has started another club called the Pessimist Club!
Are you done?
All right, well... things we learn about Camper Kyle when I go away for a few days. I think we should put Alessi Acara on the radio.
To be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the...
What?
How does that
sound? Alex started the pessimist club and I got my words jumbled again!
Mix Mornings.
He keeps calling me DJ Droop Mom!
Mix 107.5.
Make it on your own.
Mix Mornings with Duffy and Amber. Mix 107.5.
You have to promise me you're not going to play that stinking banjo music.
I'm not going to play. I don't even have the banjo music.
Don't play the banjo music.
I'm not going to play the banjo. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Even I'm like, this is really bad. Oh, it's like so bad, though. I have to share it because it's like just the most absurd thing ever. Uh-huh. Okay, so we got like these two new puppies, and they're pretty big. One's Cosmo. He's like a... I got him from the shelter. He's like a Pyrenees mix, but you know, he's huge. Yeah. But he's not full grown yet. The other one's Anatolian Shepherd. Same deal. They're just these big old galoots, right? So yesterday in the evening, me and the kids were going for like a walk down our road, and the big puppies, like, they were like nowhere to be seen. So like, great. Did they run down to the neighbors again? Because they keep doing that. We see one of them up our driveway. So like, oh, okay, Cosmo, come here. You know, we're like calling him. So he comes galloping over, and my son's like, what's in his mouth?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, I don't know. What is it? And I, because he was, like, facing away from me.
No.
So my son gets up there to see what's in his mouth. And he's not chewing it. He's just holding it in his mouth. You know, a dog just kind of holds it there. It was a rooster head. Stop it! The no banjo music! But it was a full-on rooster head with, like, the red comb thing that's on the top. Yeah. And the eyeballs and the beak. And he just carried it around his mouth. And so they were like, oh, man, they got in the chicken pen. So then we had to go over there, and my son got...
Hey, Glennish! The dog's got in the chicken pen again! Got a rooster head in his mouth!
Yeah. So then my son, he was on his bike, so he gets there before me. And he's like, he yells over the fence, it's a murder scene! There's feathers everywhere!
There's gore!
No, just feathers everywhere.
Oh, boy.
And there, yeah, I guess that rooster had gotten out of the fenced-in area.
Yeah.
And so they got, I've yet to, like, tell my husband because he's going to be a little upset.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and so he was just, he wouldn't put it down. And then he started eating it and it was crunchy.
Oh.
And we were walking, so he's, like, walking with us.
And there you were, barefoot, walking around the property.
With your pitchfork.
Yeah.
Matt Gary, do not join him.
I'm sorry, but a rooster head.
Yeah, no. That's why I was like, I know this is ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
It was just hanging out.
Hey, Ansel, go sure up the gate. The dogs are in the rooster patch again.
Anyway, you could just full on see it. Just a head, just a rooster head.
Yeah, there's that rooster. He's cock-a-doodle dead.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That made my morning. Thank you.
Well, Amber Kay, you successfully cleared up my allergies. Nicely done. Nicely done. First thing on my mind this morning, doesn't matter. I'll tell you about us being at the Rock and Roll Coffee Factory tomorrow morning. We'll do our entire show out there. They've got a great deal for you tomorrow morning, too. They get you
Can
like,
we cut the banjo?
Yeah, please.
No, this is... No. No, we can't. Hey, son, when you're done milking the cows, come on over here. We got us a murder scene.
I'll tell you, though, Amber, every time I consider, because KT's pushing to move me out to the county, every time I'm considering doing it, you always have some story that I'm like, nope, I'm good being in the city.
Just don't get chickens. Like, it's so hard to keep the dogs from killing the chickens. Just don't get chickens. And they're not even giving us eggs right now. I don't know what the point is.